Time for another morning conversation. We bring in Norma Hertzer and Amber Peterson from the Forest City Chamber of Commerce. Ladies, good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Pucker Brush kicks off Friday. Let's go through all the great events that are going to be happening.
Yeah, we've got just action-packed 2 days coming up in Forest City. We start Friday evening off. Things start off at about 4:30 p.m. down by Courthouse Lawn, and we've got free watermelon by MBT Bank, and we appreciate their participation every year. We'll have food vendors down there. Of course, the Boy Scouts will be down there, Below Zero Snow Cones, Chris's Kettle Corn, and it's snow time. The crowning of Little Miss and Mr. Puckerbrush. New this year, we have a magic show with Levy the Great, and that's sponsored by Good Samaritan Society. And the fun continues with a pet parade, Battle of the Kids, Battle of the Businesses. Relay for Life has partnered with us, so they'll be downtown, and they'll have luminaries and a lot of activities and food downtown as well. 8 to 10 p.m., stay down on Clark Street or come on down if you're not already there. The band Bittersweet Nation is going to be playing, and we've got Relay for Life fireworks at 9:30 p.m. And that kind of tops it off for Friday night.
Mm-hmm. Amber, let's talk about Saturday.
So to kick off Saturday, we've got the 5K Run and Walk, and that's starting at 7:30. That is sponsored by Dave Osborne State Farm. So thank you, Dave. Next up, we've got the parade, as you may know, at 10 a.m., and the Grand Marshal for the parade this year is going to be Russ and Rick Schnebly, so you don't want to miss that. We've also got the Bags Tournament new this year. That's going to be down at Paddler's Tap starting at 12 p.m., and registration will be at Paddler's as well. We also have new this year a car show starting at 12 to 3 p.m. that's sponsored by Midwest Ductworks, and that's going to be all around Courthouse Lawn, so you don't want to miss that. Activities transition down to Pamel Park for community games from 2 to 5 p.m. We'll have food trucks down there all night. And then we also have the fire department's 125th anniversary celebration. Now, Mark, that's going to be very big this year. That's down at Pamel Park. And they're going to have bounce houses, facility tours, educational safety houses for the kids. They're also going to have a beer garden starting at 2 o'clock, and they will followed by the band Standing Hampton starting at 7:30. And to wrap up Puckerbrush Days, we've got fireworks down at Pamel Park at 10 o'clock, and that's sponsored by Hanson Family Foundation.
Mm-hmm. Wrapping up Sunday with a couple things, too, with Police Reserve Breakfast, Heritage Festival, and Matilda kicks off from Brook Street Theater on Sunday. So we're all ready for it. The weather sounds good.
Yeah, it's going to be a great couple days in Forest City, and if anybody wants to know more information or get a schedule of activities, you can get the schedule at either the Chamber of Commerce or stop by Hy-Vee in the entryway area. We've got a bunch of schedules there that you can pick up, or go to forestcityia.com and get a current copy of the schedule.
Very good. So thanks, guys, and looking forward to this. This is always a good time.
Thanks so much.
Thanks,
Mark.
For Norma Hertzer and Amber Peterson, I'm Mark Scar. This is KW Morning Conversation.